like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. All right, thanks for tuning in for another week here on Stranded. In the background there, you're hearing, of course, the theme song of the show, written by Ed Cooper of the Saints. That's the Saints with I'm Stranded. And I'm going to play some Ed Cooper solo songs to start the set. One day I should probably play through this whole song. It's not very long, and it's the classic, but... Yeah, one day I'll do that. There's so many fantastic Saints songs. Of course, they were around in the first incarnation, not terribly long, in the late 70s, early 80s, with three seminal albums. So Ed Cooper is the guitar wizard, and Chris Bailey was on vocals. And when those two parted company after the third record, Ed Cooper continued making album after album after album, first with The Laughing Clowns, a more avant-garde project, and then just continued on and on making fantastic solo records. And I'm going to play for you just a few Ed Cooper songs today. Again, this is the sort of guy that you could just explore forever. I could do an entire 1.5 hour show and barely scratch the surface of his recorded output. But I was inspired today because it's the 30th anniversary of his first solo record, Electrical Storm. We're going to play for you the title track, Electrical Storm. It's a beautifully evocative song. But, I mean, he is a real guitar wizard, Ed Cooper. This is fantastic if you're a guitarist and you like really interesting electric guitar tones and sounds. This is excellent. But also it's very evocative of Brisbane, the place where he grew up. So lyrically, if you listen closely, Brisbane and Queensland, it's a beautiful, well, I don't know if necessarily beautiful. I mean, at the time that he wrote it, it wasn't a very big place, I suppose. Way back in 1985, it wasn't exactly what people would think is the center of culture in Australia. Sydney and Melbourne were places where people tended to feel they had to leave, to go to make their mark. But Ed Cooper here is reflecting on sort of sitting on the porch and being overwhelmed by the majesty and beauty of an electrical storm that was happening. And I recall, you know, I grew up in Queensland myself, so I find it a very evocative song. I remember what that was like, that real electric feeling in the air when the tropical storms were happening. So I really hope you enjoy this song. So Ed Cooper, he's of German background. Of course, his name is pronounced Cooper. And he's still active in music, still putting out solo records and still living in Brisbane. That's where he's been based most of his life, from the very early days of the Saints through to now. But let's get into the song. So it's been 30 years since the release of Electrical Storm, and this song is an absolute classic. Here it is, Ed Cooper with Electrical Storm. You're on Stranded.
The lightning in the There's nothing natural in my life with you. You think it's natural to be tied to a Spanish name with you. There's nothing natural. There's nothing natural in my life with you. You think it's natural to be tied to a Spanish name. In the heat of the night, I walked the darkness then. You were the judge and the jury too. And then vengeance was yours, my friend. You're from a savage place. There's something that I just can't face. There's nothing natural. There's nothing natural in my life with you. You think it's natural to be tied to a Spanish mane with you. I never asked for. I swear I never asked for any of this. And sometimes you gotta think twice, I know. I never thought I'd get so much grief. You're from a savage place. There's something that I just can't face. There's nothing natural. There's nothing natural in my life with you. You think
think it's natural. Did you tie to Spanish Main with you?
In a row, the cops drive past and they move slow. A million people stand alone with mangoes ripe. Who needs to grow? Well, I don't want to let down my own hopes for this town. It's so hard to get around. Lots of cars, but not much sound in town. Lots of junk on the radio. Just take a look if you don't know. I start to feel I'm being used. A scheme that's been hidden from the public view. Get around. Lots of cars, but not much sound in town. Drive past and they move slow.
of winter's bitter cold weather? Join UBC's Free the Children as they welcome back spring with a huge concert, Equinox.
My soul is on fire.
On Friday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Pit Pub, featuring live music from Labidos, Color the Wild, Collect Call, System Skyline, Colin Weeks with the Banana Boys, and a surprise DJ. This will surely be a night you don't want to miss. Friday, March 20th, 2015.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and it's a real honor to play some music from Ed Cooper there. Of course, he more or less inspired this show because this show is called Stranded, and the theme song of the show is I'm Stranded by the Saints, and Ed Cooper was responsible for that song way back in the first generation of punk out of Brisbane in Australia. And it is now 30 years since the Electrical Storm album, his very first solo record, so I wanted to revisit the title track today. And that's what you heard at the top of the set, Electrical Storm by Ed Cooper from 1985. And that record came out on Hot Records. And yeah, he's such a brilliant electric guitarist. But equally, I mean, on acoustic too, those last two tracks there were two of his acoustic songs. First up was a beautiful song, There's Nothing Natural, which came out on the Today Wonder record, which is regarded by many as one of his best, maybe the best album that he's put out, Today Wonder from 1990. So that track was called There's Nothing Natural. It was the first song on the side two of the LP, which I thankfully found here in the record library at the station. And after that was we went right up to the very present, sort of the present, because that was a cover of one of Ed Cooper's own songs. So he put out a record last year on his own label called The Return of the Mail Order Bridegroom, and it was him doing acoustic renditions of some of his older songs. So that track you heard there was Brisbane Security City, which is a Saints classic. And that, you know, is really talking about the stifling conservative nature of the city at the time. Way back when the Saints were angry young men and writing those first three albums. So that was wonderful to hear that song in a different version. So I think Ed Cooper, one of his most recent tours around Australia was just opening up the songbook to requests every single night. Was just no set list. It was just whoever wanted to yell a song. And I guess he did some of these old Saints songs acoustically. So that's pretty cool. So there you go. That's only three songs from Ed Cooper, which is barely anything compared, considering his enormous back catalogue of songs, which I've struggled to keep up with over the years, to be honest. But you know, it's worth digging into the Ed Cooper discography. And if you're new to him, of course, his last name is spelled Cooper. It's a German name. So thankfully, and Ed, if you happen to be listening, which is possible, because I noticed that Ed actually clicked the like on the show Facebook page. So Ed, we're very appreciative of your support of the show. Our blog is ozstrandedradio.com, OZSTRANDED, ozstrandedradio.com. And yeah, we also do have a Facebook page. So if you type OzStranded into the Facebook search, you'll find us. Okay, so let's get into some new Australian music. This is a band called Nun with a song called Cronenberg. David Cronenberg's a Canadian director, is that right? I should probably know this. I think he is. Anyway, here it is. It's Nun with Cronenberg. We'll be right back.
trick. I'm hoping that the world hasn't spoken, but I won't stop until I'm broken, 'cause I'm going out of my head. Take time to greet you, let alone to meet you. Please don't ask me to complete you, 'cause I'm going out of my head. I'm going out of my head. Ain't got time for a preview. I couldn't possibly be free to. Hey, I can hardly see you, 'cause I'm going out.
Dip your head down, start so slow, slow, don't do it alone. Many miles ahead we'll fall, 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 fall. Yes, it's buzzing in my head, so move it along. Beating up, there's no
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Welcome back to the show. This is Stranded, where we play old and new Australian music and lots of great new Canadian music. Those last three tracks there were new songs from Australia. First up with Nun, with a really awesome track there called Cronenberg. And that was followed by two new Australian artists, Travis Caudle, with his brand new single, Out of My Head. His last name is spelled Caudle. And you can find him on SoundCloud, Travis-Caudle. So that was the latest radio single, Out of My Head. Produced by Mark Moffat in the United States. Interesting. Okay, and then after that was a band from Melbourne called June 7 with a track that I found on their SoundCloud, and it was called Feel Alright. Now, this show actually, we've been simulcasting this show at another station in Lethbridge. I'm very pleased to announce, well, actually, we've been doing it since late last year, but I really haven't mentioned it enough. So CKXU in Lethbridge, fantastic station, has been simulcasting this show. It's aired every Tuesday morning. And I wanted to play a few Lethbridge bands. I actually sent an email off to Benjamin there and asked him. I really, you know, it's hard to keep up with music happening all over the country, and I was curious about some of the good Lethbridge bands, and he sent me a small list of bands, so I'm going to play a few of them right now. Lethbridge, Alberta, we're talking about. Let's play a few band called Mormon Girls from their Farm Sessions EP, and then I'm going to play a few band called The Void and another band called Married Men. So let's see what's going on in Lethbridge, Alberta. Here it is, Mormon Girls. This track is called Boy.
Thank you. So when I think about Francophonie, I think about diversity. White diversity, I think, comes from my personal experience first, because I've been living in Switzerland, France, Canada. So I have sort of an overview of different French cultures within these countries. And my passion is really to create links between all the people, everything. That's why I started working for the Source newspaper. At first, I was in Montreal, so I was writing from Montreal for the Source newspaper here in Vancouver. So we created sort of a bridge between the two, because at the Source we have two sections, one in English, one in French, the bilingual newspaper. And I'm very interested about the dynamic that it creates, having these two teams, these two approaches on topics sometimes. So this is one thing. And the other thing is the Source newspaper has a tagline, which is Forum of Diversity. So why we picked diversity? We think it is all about differences between people. And there's so many differences, like we can be role, gender, cultural, of course, background. And this is very fertile ground. It's all about the living experience of differences. It generates questions, sometimes debates, and even conflicts. But we think all these conflicts, for example, is positive. We should talk about it. This is what makes our society much more interesting. Whereas multiculturalism is more a political process, from our opinion. So it tends to actually put people in ethnic boxes. It creates tags. And we think like putting people in boxes can be a political thing, like to manage the differences, but it tends to forget about all the real questions within one group, let's say within one culture, let's say within the French, that we tend to put the tag French community here. There's so many variants, so many differences, and so many different approaches that's what we're interested to talk about. So yeah, my name is Gary. I'm the editor-in-chief of the French section of The Source. Please join us for the Rendezvous de la Francophonie from March 6th to 22nd. And if you want more information, you can visit rvf.ca.
Thanks for tuning in to Stranded. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ausstranded. So a big shout out there to Lethbridge, Alberta, and the community at the station CKXU, who've been simulcasting this show for the last few months. It airs on Tuesday morning. And so I wanted to play for you a few Lethbridge bands. We had at the top of the set was Mormon Girls with the song Boy from the Farm Sessions EP. And then a band called The Void. The record was called, most recent record, Robot Space Love, and the song is Robot Song from Robot Sun. And finally, there was Fist City with their single Cryptic Transmissions. So there you go. There's a little bit of sounds coming out of Lethbridge, Alberta. It's in a city in the south of Calgary. Apparently, it's the windiest place around. I haven't been there. I've spent a lot of time in Alberta, but guys, if you're listening, Lethbridge people, I'd love to visit sometime. And I did notice online that your fund drive is coming up, so you should donate. it looks like it's running from, where is it? March 20 to 27th, I think. Yeah, so there you go. A few bands there from Lethbridge. Now, on a sadder note, I wanted to play for you a couple of tracks now from Vancouver band The Rebel Spell. Now, very sadly, the singer from this band, Todd Sirius, died very suddenly just last Saturday in a freak climbing accident. There's been an outpouring of support for the very distraught members of the band and family. They were deeply loved in the punk community in Vancouver and across the country because they'd done a lot of touring, from what I know. And I regret myself not looking into their music enough. Now, not having grown up here, I hadn't realized how, you know, what a special band they are, in a very, I'd say, a very conscious approach to punk rock, very socially aware in their lyrics and their approach. And Todd will be deeply missed. You can find out more about the band at www.therebelspell.com. And I wanted to just do a very brief tribute and play a couple of their songs right now. Yeah, regrettably, I never got to see them play live, and I honestly aren't familiar with their music really at all. So this is learning for me to learn about a very great band from what I hear. One of the punk greats of this country, and this is a very sad sad event. So I'm going to play for you at least two tracks. One from an album called The Beautiful Future. It's a Beautiful Future. And then I'll play you a track from their latest album, which is called Last Run. So this is goes out to Todd Sirius, his friends and family. I'm very sad to hear of Todd's passing. So let's play a track called Beautiful Future. This is by Vancouver's Rebel Spell.
Imagination.
Okay, this is Stranded, and we just played for you there. Well, that was Killmatilda with a song called Pomegranate. And you can find that at kilmertown.bandcamp.com. Of course, they're a very hardworking punk band who've done a lot of touring through the States in the last 6 months. And I just wanted to play some Kill Matilda because Dusty, the band, has been someone on Facebook talking a lot in glowing terms of the music of the Rebel Spell and Todd Sirius, who tragically just passed. She's talking about how important this band was in the local community here of Vancouver. Very sadly, Todd Sirius died from a tragic rock climbing accident just over the weekend. So I play for you two Rebel Spell tracks there. First up was Beautiful Future, the title track from their second most recent album. And that was followed up by Last Run, again, the title track from the last album called Last Run, which is out now on Not Your Buddy Records. So again, very sad to hear of the passing of Todd Sirius, and a lot of the music community in Vancouver are very much in mourning right now. So I send best condolences to everyone affected. I didn't get to see them play or really explore their music, but everything I read online is that they were held in such high regard. And I really, really love that there's socially conscious lyrics in the music of the Rebel Spell. I do actually remember, I didn't meet him, but I was at a house show once and I did see him. I knew he was a singer of this band. And I saw him sitting on the couch silently watching a band, and he had a real presence about him, a real quiet confidence you could tell. And his commitment to social justice really comes through very strongly in the lyrics, which you can find in the lyric sheet of the record Last Run. So we'll move on now to some more local music. So tonight there's a show on. I've been told about a band called The Rising Heat. They're playing tonight at Joe's Apartment on Granville Street, along with two other bands, The Fever Coat and Guest Tinking. Guest Tinking Pete. And this is interesting timing because actually this band, a couple of members of the band have been out on Granville Street, busking and giving away little home burnt copies of some demo songs, I guess. And I've had it sitting at home, and now I've connected the dots. That's what this band is called, the Rising Heat. And they didn't write their name on the CD. It's got some pretty interesting artwork, but I thought I'd give a couple of tracks a spin here because they did go to all the effort to hand these out on the street, on Granville Street. So if you like what you hear, you can go and see them tonight at the at Joe's Apartment at 919 Granville Street. So I haven't actually heard yet what these guys are like, so this will be interesting. Let's play a track called Restless. So this is from The Rising Heat from Vancouver.
Yeah. you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
We're almost out of time on the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. That was Wangro, a very heavy band here from Vancouver. And before that was a couple of demo tracks from a band, very intriguing band, who you can catch tonight, actually, downtown if you're around the Granville Street area. The band's called The Rising Heat, and they're on at Joe's Apartments tonight. The show starts at 7:30. They're playing with two other bands. And that's, I picked this up on the street, though. I guess, fundraising on the street for their properly recorded album. And they're handing out CDs of demo songs. So, interesting. Very raw rock and roll there. I kind of like it. There's something to it. So I played you a track called Restless, and then another track called Nurse Cookie. So the band is called The Rising Heat. So maybe we'll play some more of them in the near future. Speaking of the near future, I wanted to tell you about an event, a fundraising event coming up fairly soon, featuring some a really great bill. It's going to be at the Hindenburg in Vancouver. Not this weekend, but let's just double check the date here. One of the acts playing is Louise Burns. Here we go, Friday, March 27th. Louise Burns, Les Chaussettes, and Glad Rags. And it's in support of a very good cause. The Mama Amwana Society is an organization providing empowering and culturally relevant prenatal education to at-risk pregnant women in Kampala, Uganda. That is happening on the 27th of March at the Hindenburg fundraiser for that fantastic organization, helping at-risk pregnant women in Uganda. So let's play for you a Louise Burns song now. You're on Stranded.
I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
It's so watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
All right, so we're pretty much out of time. David Love Jones is up next, of course, with African Rhythms. So that was a lovely track from Louise Burns, and she's going to be playing for a special fundraiser at the Hindenburg in Vancouver on the 27th of March, along with Glad Rags and Les Chaussettes. And it is in support of an interesting overseas cause, the Mama Omwana Society is an organization providing empowering, culturally relevant prenatal education to at-risk pregnant women in Kampala, Uganda. So there is a Facebook event out there for it. It's on the 27th of March, and it's at the Hindenburg. So we're out of time, and I want to leave you with something completely different. We've never played classical music on this show, but I mean, if you've been listening for the last hour and a half, I do genre hop unapologetically. And we started off the show with Ed Cooper, the brilliant guitar wizard and seminal singer-songwriter from Brisbane, Queensland. And I just happened to find, of all places, on the Sunshine Coast here in British Columbia, at a thrift store. I was going through CDs, and I found this interesting little relic. It is by the Queensland wind soloist. It's called From Fire by Fire. I think it might have been some kind of fundraising initiative, but it's some beautiful classical music, and this came out in 1990. So, and I believe recorded in Brisbane, so we're coming full circle from the guitar wizardry of Brisbane's Ed Cooper at the start of the show to this classical ensemble, Queensland Wind Soloists, and... I'm terrible at pronouncing. Divertimento in E flat for Wind Octet by Gordon Jacob. Here we go. Bye for now. Thank you.
winter's bitter cold weather? Join UBC's Free the Children as they welcome back spring with a huge concert, Equinox.
My soul is on fire.
On Friday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Pit Pub, featuring live music from Labidos, Color the Wild, Collect Call, System Skyline, Colin Weeks with the Banana Boys, and a surprise DJ. This will surely be a night you don't want to miss. Friday, March 20th, 2015.
Hi, I'm Dan Hamhuis. On the ice, I play defense for the Vancouver Canucks. Off the ice, I've joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us for our family festival on Sunday, April 12th at Jack Poole Plaza. Enjoy live entertainment, food, and family-friendly activities as we celebrate World Autism Awareness Month. And best of all, it's free. So come out on April 12th and help spread awareness. To learn more, please visit CanucksAutism.ca/support.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?